All right, here we are. We are on track. Can I get a witness? Amen. Bible says, Luke chapter 13, verses 18 and 19. Then, two verses. Don't let your attention lapse here. Got it? Study in? All right, here we go. Then Jesus asked, you know what? Lord Jesus, we just thank you for your goodness and presence in this place. Ask that you would line us up on you this morning. Jesus' name. All right, here we go. Luke chapter 13, verses 18 and 19. Then Jesus asked, can I get a witness? Yeah, we're on track. What is the kingdom of God like? You ever wonder what the kingdom of God is like? He's going to tell us. What shall I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air perched in its branches. Lord, we pray you do a work in us. Lord, we pray that you would do a work in this church, that seeds would be planted, that water would come, that in time fullness would come in our lives, Lord, that we would see strength pouring from the kingdom into our lives, that we would see growth and we would see fruit and we would see flowers, Lord, and we'd see branches all around us, Lord, that we would be like a great hedge, a hedge of protection for this community, Lord, that you would work in us and do a mighty work in us. We gave you praise for that in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen, amen. Amen. Well, it is a new month and a new series. Ask you a question, what is church? People look around and say, well, this is church. No, this is not church. Kingdom of God is like a tree. My mom, she plants trees. And in her backyard, there are trees all over the place. She's got tangerine trees. She's got navel orange and a Valencia orange tree. She's got a plum tree. She's got a cherry tree with four different kinds of cherries in one tree. You buy them that way. They graft them in, and they cross-pollinate, and they do all kinds of stuff. She's got tree, and depending on what time of year you go, there will be blossoms, there will be fruit, there will be oranges, there will be cherries, there will be plums, there will be all kinds of stuff. Then you got some trees that kumquat trees. I don't know if you even want to eat that stuff. Got some trees that just have flowers. Everything in her garden has a purpose. When we look at the kingdom of God like a garden, everything has a purpose. Amen? Amen? New series called Kingdom Living. Talk about us. Talking about how we fit, what our purpose is. And in the first in January and in February of this year, we've been talking about the principles of our church. Primary principles. We depend on God. We develop people. We desire God's presence, and all last month we talked about displaying God's love. Ask our question, what is the church, and the primary principles of this church are up there, and we've been covering that. Now, as we talk about the procedures on how we meet these principles, we're going to spend this month on that. Fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism. Say, what's the church? That's the church. And that's a church. You tracking with me? All right. So as we spend March focused on fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism, I am going to paint a picture for you. And as Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like a seed that grows into a tree. All right? So we have fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism. And in this tree, I was struggling with the various pictures that were available to describe the church and describe you in the church. And I started thinking about my mom's backyard, started thinking about a tree, and I see four components in this tree: the trunk, the branches, the flowers, and the fruit. Okay? Trunk is like our fellowship, that you come and you find nurture and strength, and everything is built on top of that. We're talking about discipleship, which is growing past that. We're talking about the leaves. We talk about entering into ministry. One of the values that we have in our church is every member is a minister. How many of you, teaching, serving, whatever, are involved in a ministry? Put your hand up. Up high. Come on, some of you are doing that. Some of you minister and you're not putting your hand up. All right. You see all that? Ministry is that flower in your life. And through that flower, if you know anything about plants and stuff, fruit comes from flowers, right? And so the fruit in your life, evangelism, we talk about that, is when you would convey that truth of the gospel to somebody else, and they would enter into the kingdom of God. Amen? And so we're going to spend this month talking about that. And you are the tree. You are the seed. The Lord plants a supernatural thing inside of you, and you begin to take root into the kingdom, and you grow up. And so, as we talk about this tree, what you're thinking about is you. And the church is here to keep, to let you move from here to here, so that you would have leaves, and you would have a foundation, and you would have flowers, and you would have fruit. Are you tracking with me on this? Yeah? All right. So, that there, and pictures like that, is what we are going to be focusing on this month. For you to grow, you got to grab onto God. See those roots going down? You dig deep down into God. You grab strong onto God, and you will grow. Amen? Amen? So today we're going to talk about kingdom living, and you are the tree. All righty. Number one, it all starts with Jesus. Can I get a witness on that? Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. I can't mess up those verses. They're up there. But what about you, he asked. Who do you say I am? This is Jesus talking to the disciples. Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." That's good news. Amen? See, Jesus is building the church. Whatever started in you, started because Jesus reached down from heaven and put a spark there. Jesus reached down from heaven and planted a seed, and you are that seed. It is a supernatural work that begins in you that God wants to achieve to accomplish his purpose. Tracking with me? Build that tree, grow that tree. And the whole thing starts with you are the Christ. You are the Son of God. We talked last several weeks on that statement. 1 John chapter 1, verse 6. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say that verse. It talked about the profession of Jesus as coming from heaven, the profession of Jesus as being born of a virgin, the profession that Jesus came from the Father, died on the cross, and rose again. You cannot get by the acceptance of Jesus and be planted like a seed. Amen? Amen? For you to recognize that Jesus has come into your life, that has come to the earth to save you, it takes a supernatural work from God. This supernatural revelation from God changes everything. This revelation changed Peter. This revelation changed me. And it is this revelation that changes you. Amen? Amen? Peter grabs on, and everything changes. And you know what? If you remember, right after these verses, Peter gets into a little bit of trouble. Get behind me, Satan. Because as soon as Peter grabs on to truth, hell begins to push back on him. Amen? And some of you think, what is going on? Floor texted me last night. Her niece, down in Mexico, her niece's appendix broke. And second operation down in Mexico to try and get, that's a serious issue. And she texted me and it's like, what's going on? She's going, what's going on? Like, man, we live surrounded by sin. She says, my father died last month. The sin presses in upon us and allows us to run towards heaven. Amen. Text me this morning. I'm in the hospital. My side, I've got all this abdominal pain. Hell pushed back. You start grabbing onto the Lord. Amen. All right, let's keep going here. There are changes that come in the church. 1 John 1:6, if we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. See, you grab onto him, there's some things that you need to let go of. Let me buy you lunch, girl. We grab onto him, there's some things that we got to let go of. Wow, man, is it like vacation or something? What are you grabbing onto? We grab onto him, there's some things you got to let go of. Amen. There we go. Thank you very much. There's stuff that will destroy your root system. There's stuff that's in your life that will retard your growth. And see, we come to the Lord and we don't understand the difference. That's what the church is for. The church is to help you grab on to Jesus and get some growth happening. Amen? Amen. Question is, are you going to grab on? And will you grow? Revelation changes all of us. Peter grabs on, everything changes. Hell begins to push. And we got to start pushing back. Amen? Changes in the church. 1 Corinthians 10:20. Oh, sorry. The sacrifices of pagans are offered to demons, not to God. I do not want you to be participants with demons. Right? There's some stuff that we're involved in. We come to the Lord, we don't even realize that they're offensive. There's some things that we need to change. The church is here to help you change. 1 Timothy 5:22. Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands, and do not share in the sins of others. There is the separation that's going to have to happen between you and the world if you are going to grow up in the things of God. Amen? Amen? The church is here to help you in that. I mean, come to the Lord. Oh, man, everything is good. Everything is good. Can I do this? Oh, no. Can I do this? Oh, no. It's like, man, I didn't even know. Well, that's what the church is here for. Amen? Because we need some help. Sometimes it's nice to have somebody around you can just talk to. Get into trouble, hell starts pushing down on you, and you've got problems. You want to get them roots growing nice and deep. You've got to release your hold on the world. Get some direction, get some help. That's what the church is for. Because when you grab onto God, you will start to grow. One thing in our home, JJ is the weed man, right? You're going to grow. Got to get rid of the weed. He pulls weed, okay? You can take that wrong, right? Yeah. When I was a child, I didn't pull weed, yeah. But it took me 15 years, and the Lord got a hold of me. We had all the rain, and weeds just start springing up all over the place. And I brought some of the weed killer home and the sprayer. And I said, okay, spray the weeds in between the sidewalk and the street, you know, that little strip of dirt, you know. And then next to the sidewalk, or next to the driveway, a bunch of weeds up there, spray all that. And so he comes back, and he says, well, I ran out. I'm like, okay, good job. But how did he run out? And then I begin to, it's Roundup. You guys know about Roundup? Yeah. Roundup kills everything, right? Oh, yeah, man. And so then a couple days later, I begin to see the weeds dying. And I begin to see the weeds in the front lawn that he would be pulling, dying. Who said something? Because shortly after that, Ed knows where I'm going, all the grass around those weeds began to die, right? And so, you know, a weed sprayer in the hands of an untrained person can be a dangerous thing. And so he needed some training on what to kill, what not to kill, where to go, all that stuff. And that's what the church is here for you. We ask, what is the church? The church is here to help you determine what you need to grab onto, because you grab onto God, you're going to grow. And what you've got to let go of. Because sometimes we just come and we don't understand. And we need some help. Amen? Amen. Now, it's when you say, no, I'm going to grab onto this anyway. It's a whole different problem. But church is here to help you grow. You can find stability in the church. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted, can I get a witness? Amen. And built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. The church is a place to dig deep. And I hope you're digging. And it is the Son that is our starting point that gets us going. We've been looking at this for the last several weeks, 1 John 5:12. Whoever has the Son has life. You have the Son? I hope you do. If you don't, you can receive Him today. Amen. If you're here today, it's not because, well, it might because of, where's Juan Carlos? Is he grilling today? It could be because of Juan Carlos is grilling. But I hope it is because the Lord gripping a little dirt away in the kingdom, and is planting you as a seed. And He's beginning a supernatural work in you so that you can grow up into Him and being rooted down deep, grabbing onto God and growing. Amen? Amen. Whoever does not have the Son does not have life. Paul says, grab on and grow. We were just saying good things about you, Juan Carlos, by the way. You are able to dig deep. I'm serious. It was a good thing. Wasn't it good things, right? Round of applause. Good things for Juan Carlos.
Yeah.
See now, hey, we got a post in the sermons on Facebook. You can go listen later, bro. And you can see all the great things we were saying about you. Grab on to the Lord and grow. And grab on to the resources of the church and grow. There's strength. There's help. There's assistance. Come on Wednesday night. Come a warrior in the Word. Put your kid in the Easter play. And they can begin to learn about the things of God. All kinds of assistance and aid. And the deeper you go into God, deeper you go into the kingdom, the stronger you become. And the challenges, I talked to somebody who said, I'm praying for your strength. Because the challenges of life will come, and we need to learn how to persevere and pass through them. Amen? And then we move from challenge to challenge to challenge, from victory to victory to victory, growing deeper and deeper and deeper in God. And growing higher and higher and higher in Him. Amen? Amen. All right. That's a picture of you as you pass through the challenges. Growing up, digging deep, growing up, getting that trunk nice and strong. Talk about the leaves, the flowers, and the fruit in the coming weeks. Ephesians. Church is a place to reach high. Ephesians chapter 5, 4, verses 15 and 16. Instead, speaking the truth in love, it's this growing thing that's going on. Speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into Him who is the head. That is Christ. See, Christ sets us up, puts us in the dirt as a seed, and we grow up into Him as the head of the church. Thank you, Pastor Paul. If your wife will let you, I'll buy you lunch. Inside joke. Yeah. Yeah. From Him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love As each part does its work. As each part does its
work.
See, that's the flowers. That's the fruit. That's what we're shooting for. And as we dig down deep and establish our roots, we're able to reach up high and find fullness in our life in the kingdom. Amen? As the church grows as a whole, you grow as an individual. You look around, say, what's the church? Well, here's the church. Who's in charge? Pastor Bob's in charge. No. We're the church. And Christ is in charge. Amen? Amen? Amen. And so, and that's another, you know, and then, see, the church is here to help you grow, but as you grow, you become the church. And there's other people who come in and you help them grow. You help them get a grip on God. As you help them get a grip on God, your grip on God becomes stronger. And we grab onto one another, and we grab onto Him. And it's like a cross. We grab onto Him up, grab onto one another out. And He does a mighty, mighty work in us, and we. He says, the kingdom of God is among you. That's good stuff. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
We grow up into Jesus. We grow up into maturity. Into all that Jesus has for us. I trust that you are able to see the changes that are happening in you as you live in Christ. That people come up, and as you let go of some things in the world, hey, you don't want to go to the bar anymore? What's wrong with you? I got something else better going on. There's no charge, not my notes. I was at the skate park. It was either with Dana or Wendy. And we got the Jesus table, and six kids, I think, are sitting there. I said, okay, if you can ask Jesus, or if you can ask God anything, what do you want to know? And one of the kids says, I want to know how long I'm going to live. And I said, well, that's easy. You want to live forever. And another kid goes, no, I want to know how long I'm going to live in this world, in my body, so that I can know when I need to get saved right before I die. Get all scrambled in our thinking. Don't get a chance to change. I told them, you know, my dad died of asthma. What do you think he was focused on right before he died? Asking Jesus into his heart or breathing? He said, I think breathing. I said, yeah, it's a risky thing you do. And there's no change. Grab onto the world, you get death. Grab onto God. And you grow. Amen? Church is a place to connect to one another. Church is the place to display God's love. Spent all last month talking about that. Fruit, flowers in your life, display God's love. God puts us in an environment of nurture, care, and love that you can find stability, find fullness in your life. It's such a refreshing contrast to this world that just wants to take and steal and kill. And the body of Christ is a place of inner dependence. Utterly in contrast to the world, because in the church we confess our sins. In the world we say we don't have any. In the world we say there's no such thing as sin. In the world we say I don't need a Savior because I've never done anything that's that wrong that I need saving for. Amen? In the church, we say, oh, I am such a sinner. Lord, save me. Help me grow onto you that I can grow up into you. In the world, you got to be strong. In the church, we can admit our weaknesses. And we can grab onto one another and find strength. Because, I missed another of my texts. This is why, for Christ's sake, 2 Corinthians 12:10. For Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. Have you had any of those this week? Let me read it to you again. I wish I had it up on the screen. I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I find my strength in the kingdom. I find my strength as I grab on to the Lord. This, so I grabbed this morning, and it does not look like what it is. This is a pull-up bar. Now see, right? You go, what is that? It looks like some bizarre contraption. But it goes up in your door, and you hang on it like this, right? And JJ and I have been talking about pull-ups a little bit, and I was able to do, when I'm weak, then I'm strong, right? I was able to do 1 3/4 pull-ups today, right? And I won't tell you how many JJ did, but it was more than that. And he says, well, how do you do more? And I said, well, you do as many as you can. You come back about 20 minutes later and you do some more. And it gets you stronger. Now, this is not my pull-up bar. Of course, 1 3/4. It's Joe's pull-up bar. And so JJ and I were talking, and my son, most of you know Joe, he's 6'4", lineman, weighs a lot. I texted him. I said, what's your max pull-up? And he says, well, I've been doing them lately, Dad, you know. I said, no, max ever. He said, I did 24. Now, 24, that's a lot of pull-ups. I'm talking to JJ. He says, man, how do you do 24? You got to spend some time holding on to this bar, hanging up in the air and doing pull-ups. You want to be strong in the Lord, you got to spend some time grabbing on to Him. When you grab on to Him, you will grow. And the church is here to help you with your grip. Amen? All right, last thing we're going to look at today. Is that the last thing? That is. Oh, there's my 2 Corinthians 2, 12:10. All right, wrong spot. There we go. All right. Kingdom living is new. Kingdom living is foreign to everything that you've known before. When you come into the church, it doesn't make any sense because it's spiritually discerned. Luke chapter 5, verse 10. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partner. Then Jesus said to Simon, don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. And as these apostles followed Jesus, he pointed them in an entirely new direction. As you come into the kingdom of God, as the Lord takes you as a seed and plants you down in His garden, He says, I want you to go in an entirely new direction. You tracking with me? How you get planted, how he starts this work in you is when you say, Lord, come and take charge of my life. You say, Lord, I recognize that I am indeed not in the kingdom, that I am indeed in need of a Savior. Lord, I turn my life over to you. And so, if you are in the kingdom of God, He is your Lord, and you have given Him permission to speak into your life and say, I want to change your entire focus. Are you tracking with me? Everything's new. And the Lord will speak into your heart and tell you to do things that you have no training for. The church is here to train you. The church is here to put you with people who are already doing that, and you can join a team and you can begin to have impact in the kingdom. You grab onto God, you will grow, and He will put you with people that are like you so that you can be part of a team and push back the very gates of hell. Amen. It is nice to see those gates pushed back. Gates of hell have been surrounding City Heights for too long. God has a plan for each one of us here. Give us a whole new dimension in our lives so that we can have fruit, we can have flowers. Jesus says, I want to make a change. I'm going to use you to do it. He radically transformed the lives of these apostles. Baptized them in the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Peter preaches a message on that day. 3,000 get saved. Shortly thereafter, he and John are walking through the gate, beautiful, lame man there, name of silver and gold have I none, in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. People heal. Paul, kid falls to his death. Picks him back up, so let's go back into church. Radically transformed. The lives of the apostle, life of Paul, radically transformed my life. I would have never pictured myself doing this. Now I can't picture myself doing anything else. He wants to radically transform you. Question is whether or not you want to let him. Question is whether or not you're going to grab on. Because when you grab on, you'll be changed. And the church is here to help you with that. Last thing I have for you this morning. Church has a place for everyone. Room for everybody in the kingdom of God. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Paul writing to the church in Philippi, saying, good job, guys. Good work. And he says that they are partners in the gospel, partners in the good news. Well, Jesus came as the good news from heaven. Amen? And as they received that truth, as they participated and grabbed onto God, is this, they grab onto Jesus and begin to have impact in Philippi. You are partners. You are partners in all that we have going on in the kingdom. And as you grab onto God, you become partners in the quest to push back the gates of hell and to make a change in your homes, in your schools, in your jobs, and in this community. It's a big job, but we don't work alone. Amen? Amen. As you begin to partner with the church and with the Lord, begin to experience His presence, Jesus says, I'll build my church. Paul says we can link arms and grow into the head of the church, who is Christ. And we become the church, and we give the community something to grab onto. Anybody grabbing onto you? Are you growing? What is the church? We are the church. We are the fellowship. We're the assembly. Grab onto us. We'll help you grab onto God. You can only grab onto us when God grabs onto you. It's a supernatural thing. Where are you at? Digging deep? Reaching high? Are you growing in Christ? You got leaves in your life? Has God called you to a position of service and ministry, the flowers that would come in your life? At least you can come up and play. Are you seeing the results of that ministry? Fruit that comes, lives that are impacted. I was standing over here and little Ezekiel wanted to go out and play. And I stand and moving in front of him. I think he just saw a big bunch of cloth. And he looked up at me. And then he turned to his cousin, little girl, and put his arm around her legs. Is there anybody putting their arms around you? Are you representing the kingdom to those around you? If so, hell is pushing on you. God sees, or the devil sees what you are doing, and he's saying, I got enough of this. The more you grab onto God, the more you will grow, and the more the devil will hate you and come after you. Maybe you sit in here this morning and you're thinking, I've never grabbed on. Maybe you're in here this morning. So my hands are a little slick. Got a little sweaty. And my grip. I'm stressing. I'm barely holding on. Church is here for you. Coming here this morning and say, I've never been able to reach up quite far enough to get a grip. Church is here for you. We've all been through it. Not good for man to be alone. Don't fight the devil one-on-one. You'll lose. Church is here to help you grab on and to help you grow. Lord, we come before you this morning knowing that you are good and mighty and awesome, Lord, and that you start working in me, Lord. You put me in the ground and sprouted me up, put me around some people that when I got misdirected, confused, they kept me on the path, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you have so many that are here this morning that have grabbed on to you and they provide direction, assistance, guidance, and strength for those whose grip is weakening and whose grip has not yet been established. Lord, as little Ezekiel grabbed on to his cousin, there are those that are here that will grab on to each of us. Pray your strength, Lord, as we push back the gates of hell. You're here this morning. You're thinking, I'm so weak. Well, that's a place to start. Grab on to God. You can grow. You can find strength. Right up here is a great place to grab. I spend so much time at the altar, the young Christian, grabbing on to God, struggling with confusion. Always be somebody to meet me, to help me answer a question. That's you this morning. I invite you to come, and as we sing, man, grab on to God. Maybe you're here and you are fighting and you are struggling and you are overcoming and you are winning and your hands are sweaty and you're going, man, you got to get dried off. It's a good place to dry up your hands, right up here. Get a little extra boost, a little extra strength. This is a place. Meet with God. Grow it up. Make it good. Let's all stand. Worship team's going to come. We're going to sing. But don't you leave here today without grabbing onto God. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's sing.